Coast Radio, Kate here. I don't know if you can hear me over the noise. You wouldn't believe it, but I'm actually standing in the middle of an airfield in front of an aircraft hangar at NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View, California. All the noise and racket and screaming and music that you can hear is a result of it being Yuri's Night. It's the 10th one, and Yuri's Night is a global celebration of spaceflight and exploration. It basically commemorates Yuri Gagarin's flight in space, the first ever by mankind, which took place on the 12th of April, but today is a Saturday, so it's more convenient for parties. This is supposedly the largest in the world, and it has been going on for 2 days. Yesterday was the Education Day. Lots of school children excitedly making paper rockets and firing them across the airfield. Today we've had all sorts, an air show. I've listened to a couple of talks from scientists. Found out how to go to the toilet in space. Not particularly nice if you're eating your dinner. I've listened to a fantastic bassist called Les Claypool. There's music been going on all day, and fantastic day. All sorts of people wandering around in jumpsuits with alien antenna on their heads. There's even a frog. Not sure about that one. But anyway, I guess now is the moment to stop and think about why we're here at all. Not in this sort of philosophical, theological sense, but more in why am I at Yuri's Night. As I said, it was to celebrate that first flight in space. He got up to a height of 315 kilometres. The flight lasted 108 minutes, in which time he orbited the Earth once before coming down, and he actually parachuted out of the capsule, which I think was called the Vostok 1, although the Russians never admitted that, because in order to have the world record for some kind of flight or other, he had to accompany his vehicle down to Earth, which obviously he didn't exactly, but almost, near enough. I think you can forgive him that one. Apparently since then, all the cosmonauts that are going off into space, before they go off on missions, they visit the Yuri Gagarin Memorial. He died 7 years after his flight in a plane crash. They go and visit his untouched room and sign the logbook. And then apparently it is also the tradition to wee on the back wheel of the bus that takes you to the launch, because he, I guess forgivably, needed to go to the loo at the last minute, and that's what he did, so that's what they all do now. Yuri's Night also celebrates the US shuttle launches, which the shuttle program began 20 years to the day after Yuri's first trip into space. Apparently it was supposed to be 2 days earlier, but they had some problem with a thing, and so they delayed it. Anyway, it does seem a little bit odd to be in America celebrating a Russian achievement, but that's great. The idea of this whole celebration is to bring people who work in space stuff together with people who think that space is cool. And there are a lot of people here who seem to think that. So let's just have a look around me. To my left, enormous aircraft hangar, all sorts of booths inside. There have been talks. There are people wandering around in NASA flashing bags, badges, and lots of party gear. To the hangar, the sort of small hangar attached to the big one to my left, there's a big kind of rave going on with DJs and lights and lasers and all sorts of stuff. In front of me is the rover team, who've been running their little rovers around this afternoon. Then we've got the drinks and the booze and the food tents. Another aircraft hangar, a NASA aircraft observatory thing. And then to the right is a huge stage with lots of music going on, a kind of 50s sci-fi-esque space rocket that's been built, and a couple of aeroplanes, and behind me is a cloakroom. That's just really boring. Anyway, so this is Yuri's Night at NASA Ames in California.